Quiet Disruptors, Creating Change Without Shouting. Written and read by me, Sue Hetherington. Part 1. Why Now? Chapter 1. A Timely Paradox. When you have something to say, you don't need to shout. Seth Godin. Isn't it extraordinary? We live in a world that's always on and often noisy, and those who speak loudest and speak first seem to have the dominance. They are the ones all over the media, and we struggle to turn the volume down. But are there other voices? There have always been quiet disruptors, thoughtful and creative change makers, who are driven by something bigger than themselves, who look to the horizon. People like Galileo, Marie Curie, Gandhi and Rosa Parks. They were not always seen or understood and were often treated as an irritant or irrelevance. Today, we might say that we need an antidote to the current culture. We're rebalancing the scales. However, I suspect there's more going on. Lifting the lid. Our culture, our way of thinking about and being in the world, has been primarily shaped by the industrial age. We recognise the structure and process and assume that if you do X, then Y will happen. It's relatively binary and there are few grey areas. However, when something emerges that is both and, it doesn't easily fit. It feels uncomfortable and gets pushed to the margins. Let's close the lid. To many of us, it is clear that the industrial age is coming to an inglorious close. It is broken, and the cracks are increasingly evident. Our superheroes are fallible humans like the rest of us, and hierarchies are crumbling. But this isn't just demise, it's also the birth of the new. We just don't know what to call it yet. We see evidence of this emergence in a greater awareness of the complexity and interconnectedness of the world. The internet makes us a global village, and we communicate with people we will never meet, and we don't need others to give us permission. We also see it in the rise of unpredictability and chaos. We have more data, but fewer answers. Our illusion of control is evaporating. We realise that we cannot determine our own future. This has been brought home most recently by the pandemic. No one has been untouched by this, and no one has a solution to all the challenges, at least not at the time of writing. We're revisiting the things we thought were absolute and realising that maybe we need a different set of lenses to understand where we are and navigate forward. In this emerging landscape, more of us are becoming open to the both and, rather than relying on either or. Paradox and polarities have a place and provide a way to grow that transcends linear or fixed mindsets. This is showing up in a variety of unexpected places, not least in how we think about people and understand change. People across all generations, especially millennials and Gen Z, are asking fundamental questions about meaning, including about our responsibility to the planet and our fellow human beings. This is starting to shift our relationships, our connection to material possessions and time, and our sense of who we are and why we're here. And it's challenging the way we organise our work and our world. A new paradox. In this context, the language of quiet has a place. Susan Cain's Quiet Revolution, TED Talks, Books and Movement, has done a brilliant job of giving permission and vocabulary to those of us who may be more reflective, not necessarily introvert or antisocial, but tending to be more in our heads. We probably need more space and quiet than others to do our best work and flourish. But for quiet disruptors, encouragement to be comfortable and secure in our own world isn't enough. The things that we care about motivate us to seek change and do things differently. To paraphrase Tony Campolo in Carpe Diem, we don't want to tiptoe through life just to arrive at death safely. Therefore, standing by and letting the status quo continue isn't okay. We have to do something about it, but we want to do it in a way that resonates with who we are, not borrow someone else's clothes or megaphone. Hence the paradox, being quiet and disruptive. It's already happening. The power to change. Here's the thing, only people make change. Arguably, nothing changes without the initiation of a human being somewhere, but the tools we use can alter everything faster than we realise. We're currently seeing the biggest shift in history for centuries, yet we're mostly oblivious to its enormity. Being connected and having access to information through the internet is so much part of our lives, it's hard to remember life before. And the next iteration? That could be even more significant. For people who want to make change happen, this level of connection ultimately moves the goalposts. Previously, it was largely dependent on power. Did you have enough money or resources? Were you in a senior enough role? Did you have a significant enough voice, or were you given permission? No more. If you have something to say, you can say it. If you want to influence others, there are groups you can connect with. You don't need to be buried in a job for life in the traditional organisation because their roles are becoming obsolete in the new world. But also, the speed at which data and knowledge are increasing is exponential. There is no way that any individual can keep up. Therefore, being a traditional expert or having technical authority is increasingly short-lived. It's about a different set of skills and orientation, not ones you learn to pass the test. Being able to make meaning, see patterns, understand people, and create connections. Going deeper, not to discover the right answer, but to interpret complexity in an unpredictable yet increasingly relational world. In 1934, T.S. Eliot wrote Choruses from the Rock, in which he captured this astonishing insight. Where is the life we've lost in living? Where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge? Where is the knowledge we have lost in information? T.S. Eliot. And it's not a minute out of date. More than ever, we are in a relational world where titles and hierarchies matter less than trust, connection, and purpose. Our degrees of separation to every other inhabitant of the planet is reducing rapidly, and people care much more about belonging. This means that we can do more with less if we find a way to make connections. Chapter 2, The Manifesto for Quiet Disruptors. Because it's time to change the conversation for good. Have you noticed? We're shifting from one era to the next, from the modern industrial age with linear and predictable answers, to a complex, interconnected and volatile world, where what we do affects who others become and impacts our whole environment without us fully realising it. We need different voices, people with fresh things to say, who don't need to shout. Not just superheroes with confident gestures, nor the loud, always-on culture with quick answers that offer attractive sticking plasters, yet fail to see what comes next or why we're doing it anyway. But the thoughtful and creative changemakers who look from the edge and craft their responses, who want to make a difference, differently, not just for today. Because more of the same won't do. So now is our time to shift the conversation by becoming the change we want to see, owning our voice, finding the others, and having the courage to speak softly about things that matter. Because only people make change, and change emerges with those who have the courage to be different. who think before they speak, who ask questions we'd sometimes rather not face, who create solutions we hadn't expected, who see more from the edge than the centre and make connections that surprise us, who are driven to make a difference but want to do it differently, with grace, who get their energy from calm reflection, beautiful ideas and taking the long view, who exercise kindness, generosity and stubborn courage in pursuing a different way of looking, being and doing that can turn our world upside down for the better. It's time for the new change makers, the quiet disruptors with the courage to speak softly about the things that matter. Thank you for listening to Quiet Disruptors. I hope it's inspired, encouraged, and even provoked you to become the change you want to see. If it has, then great. Please share it, buy the book, or post a review. It all helps. So, until we meet again, go gently and speak softly about the things that matter, because the world is waiting for you.